Hey, sweetie. Over here. I got us a seat. Right in the corner couch where it's nice and warm. So cold out there. I hate winter. My hands feel like they're about to fall off. Hurry up. I need your hands to warm mine.
What? No.
No, don't sit
opposite of me. Silly.
Sit here, right here, beside me. Honestly, I know we've only been dating for a short time, but still, you are allowed to sit next to your girlfriend, you know. In fact, I'd prefer it if you did. It helps keep me warm. Now, give me your hands. Mine are in desperate need of warming.
Aw, you're getting all flustered from holding hands.
That's actually adorable. Have I ever told you how cute you look when you get all flustered? Oh no, I'm sorry. I mean, handsome. So handsome. No, it's true. I'm not making fun of you. It's adorable. Honest. All I have to do is grab your arm like this. And your face does that thing. Yes, that look right there. So shocked, yet excited. It's like, I don't know, a puppy? You look so nervous. I just want to pick you up and give you all the cuddles. Squeeze you until you give in to my arms. It's true. It's actually the reason I asked you out in the first place. We had been friends for so long, but I noticed you kept staring at me whenever we hung out. You kept giving me those dog eyes whenever I was around, and I just had to ask you out. And besides, we both know you weren't going to ask me anytime soon. You got so flustered when I asked you out. I was afraid you were about to say no or something. I kept thinking to myself, oh no, did I misread his eyes the whole time? Maybe he doesn't like me after all. I was starting to get anxious, like really anxious, but then you said yes. You have no idea how much of a relief that was. I'm so glad you said yes. Now I don't have to imagine cuddling you whenever you give me those puppy dog eyes. Now I can just cuddle you and kiss you and have you all to myself. What's the matter? You're more flustered than usual. What's wrong? Usually you like my cuddles. Oh, is it because we're in public? Don't be shy, sweetie. That's why I picked out the corner spot. Along with being warm, it's also away from prying eyes. No? That's not it? I kissed you? Oh, yeah. I guess that was our first kiss. I hope you don't mind. I got all lovey-dovey and it felt right, you know? Oh, wow. Your first? Like your first? Like that just then was your first kiss ever.
Really? I was your first kiss? No way. Okay. I'll be quiet. I'm just excited. I got to be your first kiss. That's an important milestone, you know? You're going to remember that kiss for the rest of your life. Oh, darling, don't be shy. I was just teasing you. Come here. Let me cuddle you more. Listen to me. There's nothing to be shy about with me. So what? I had my first kiss ages ago, and you had yours today. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, the kiss means something. Don't get me wrong. It means that I like you a lot. But you don't have to be embarrassed about never being kissed before. Or for never being in a relationship before either. Remember, it's not a competition. No one cares about who did what first. I only care that I got to kiss you. Besides, I'm happy that I got to be your first kiss. More importantly, I'm happy that it was our first kiss. Just as I'll be happy with our second kiss. And our third kiss. And all the kisses to come. I'm sorry, I just really like your face. I like all of you. Actually, but right now I can give you all the kisses I've ever wanted since we first started dating. Maybe if I give you 1,000 kisses, then you'd stop being so shy about them. No? No, you don't want my kisses, or no, that's not what's making you shy. Then, what's really the matter? You're afraid to mess this up. Sweetie, why would you be worried about that? I told you it doesn't matter to me that this is your first relationship. And I don't see your inexperience as a bad thing. Honestly, my last relationship wasn't the greatest. It wasn't awful or anything. He just didn't care, you know? We were just kids. We had no idea what we were doing. Sometimes it was like we were barely platonic friends. It was a pretty awkward experience overall. In the end, we just drifted apart. But it taught me what I wanted out of a relationship. I told myself the next time I met someone that actually cares about me, I would ask them out. And eventually I met you. We became friends. I realized that you liked me, and here we are. And the fact that you're so worried about messing it up proves to me that you care. But for real, you don't have to worry so much about us. You're allowed to relax around me. Don't be afraid to sit next to me or put your arm around me. I won't ever push you away. Here. Try it now. I'm always cuddling you. Now you cuddle me. Uh-huh. That's right. Put your arm over my shoulder. Yes. That's my back. Now pull me in and give me a little squeeze. See? Isn't that nice? You know. I love all forms of hugs, cuddles, and squeezes.
So from now on, I expect you to give me one whenever we're together. No buts, even if I'm sick. Especially if I'm sick. Besides, you're so warm. I need to be cuddled right now, or else I'll freeze to death. Oh, and I was serious about those 1,000 kisses too. I'm counting them from now on. You'll see. We'll reach 1,000 kisses in no time, and by then you'll be able to kiss me without getting flustered. Although, part of me likes how flustered you get. What? It's too easy. But honestly though, I want some more kisses too. Don't expect me to do all the work. Yep, just like this hug. I want any and all kisses you're going to give me. Besides, those first three were only quick pecks. I want a real kiss. The kind only my boyfriend can give me. I'm serious. Don't shy away from me. Deadly serious. Here, give me your hand. I know my hands are cold. I need them warmed up. Shh. Now, look at me. That's it. Right in my eyes. Don't worry about anyone else. They're all busy with their own stuff. Right now, it's just you and me. Now first, place your hand here, right here, just on my hip. That's great. Now your other hand goes on my back. Actually, it's a bit hard to move on this couch, so I'll just sit on your lap. Like this. There. So one hand on my hip, another on my back, looking me right in the eyes. And now comes the best part. Slowly move your head towards me and kiss me. No, it was nice. It was great. Just tilt your head a bit more next time. Here, like this. See? That way we don't smash our noses together. Although, rubbing noses together is another form of kissing. Eskimo kisses. I much prefer regular kisses, though. Ooh, and neck kisses. I love the idea of neck kissing. I've never actually tried it, but you're welcome to try. Another time, maybe. Now that you've mastered the art of kissing, shall we move on to more advanced lessons? Same as before, hand on my hip. Look into my eyes, pull me in, and oh wow, that really surprised you. That was my tongue. You know, making out. Right, just go with it. Try pressing your tongue into my mouth. Okay, It sounds so much worse when I say it out loud, but trust me. See, it's weird, but like a good weird. And the best part is it can go on for as long as we want. Here, wanna find out how long we can go for? Staring. Oh, is our public display of affection distracting some people? Whatever shall we do? Oh, come on. Don't be all shy again. Don't worry about them. I bet they're all jealous of you. Okay. Okay, fine. I'll get off. I'm sorry. I know all this is new for you, this, all of this, going on coffee dates, having a girlfriend who talks to you nonstop, being in a relationship in general. Is there anything specific about relationships that you're afraid of? Or something you worried about me in particular? You're worried about making a mistake? What? You don't think you deserve to be in a relationship? Darling, please don't think like that. I hope you're not always worrying about all the little mistakes we could make. You need to take some time to just enjoy yourself. And I said we, because we're going to make mistakes every now and then. That's just life. But don't think, even for a second, that you somehow don't deserve to be in this relationship just because it's your first. You're worthy of this relationship, and you're worthy of any relationship. You don't need any relationship experience to be good enough for me. I don't want to date the guy who's been in 100 relationships. I want you. You are enough for me, just as I hope I'm enough for you too. And even more importantly, I hope that you think you're good enough for yourself. I don't want to hear you talk down on yourself. It's upsetting when you casually put yourself down. I want to lift you up and show you the you that I see. And if you ever feel nervous or shy about something, don't be afraid to tell me. I'm your girlfriend now, and that means more than just someone you can cuddle up with. It means we're a team. If you're worried or unhappy about anything, I want to know. I want to know what you're thinking and how you're feeling, because I care. I genuinely and honestly do care about you, and I hope you know that. Because, sweetie, I love you. I know that we only started dating recently, and maybe I'm a little impulsive at times, but it's true. I do love you, and I hope you love me. And if you're too shy to say it back, that's alright too. I can wait until you're ready. I never want to rush you into anything. I just want you to know how I feel. If you're ever feeling down or depressed or anything, just let me know. I'll be there to pick you up again, just how I know you'll be there for me. Like I said, we're a team now. Together we can do anything.
Okay, that was very corny,
but you know what I mean. The point is, I care about you, and you care about me. That's all I want. That's all I need. All I need is you.